How fortunate were you to run into Aaron Cromer as your coach?
Extremely fortunate. You know, I've had the opportunity to have his coaching for the last, I guess this is going on my fifth year, and it's just opened up doors, and it's opened up, you know, another magnificent opportunity for my family and for myself, and to me to, you know, further on my career in a great city.
So if you were the seeds and he sprinkled you with water and, you know, tended to you since 2007, how did he help grow your Mount Bushrod?
You know, he never gave up on me. He continued to work with me throughout the years, dating back to before our Super Bowl year. I just kind of, you know, bought into his system. And, you know, Cromer by himself is a great addition to this organization. And the fact that, you know, I've been under his coaching system for the last 4 years, and the fact that we have such great rookies coming in with a very high ceiling, I can be here to mentor these guys and see these guys grow. You know, that's a special thing, because when I was a rookie, I had that.
It's all about that communication of helping. And I said, if you don't help your backup and you're not there one day because you sprained your ankle, then you're probably doing the wrong thing. And Jermon has been doing that for years, always helping his backup. I said, if your backup's better than you, he's going to beat you out anyways. So you might as well help him for that day that you can't play. And then you'll be back and we'll have one more victory. So they bought into it and they've really worked together, and Jermon has spearheaded that effort.
So you look at where these guys came from that you're working with now. You got Texas A&M Kingsville for Roberto Garza.
Yeah.
You got James Brown from Troy. You've got Jordan Mills from Louisiana Tech. You know, you've got Kyle Long with 5 college starts in a major college.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a group of guys that happen to come from
all over the place.
I mean, modest beginnings, right? Does that sometimes make an offensive line a little tighter than maybe some others?
I've heard coaches preach, it doesn't make a difference how you got here. We're gonna play the people that are right to play. It doesn't really make a difference where you come from. It's just about how hard you're willing to work and what you're willing to do to, you know, get this team some success.
Those hands that he uses to defeat his defensive lineman coming at him, really a high-level use of his hands. And did you help him along in that regard, or was he always good at using his hands?
Well, he found out real early that some of these bull rushes that go speed to power on the edge, so they're running up the field with speed, and right away they turn on you and they go right down your chest with power. When the guy reached out to grab him or to touch him, to knock him back, he's mastered that craft of trapping that arm to the ground, which then throwing the defender to the ground.
Huge tool, isn't it?
Very good. Very good, and a lot of guys study him and watch how he gets it done and try to emulate that.
Is it okay if I call you an athletic technician at that position?
I just want to be known as someone who's winning, who wants to win, man, who's going to fight. I just want to fight. I want to figure it out. I want to figure out a way to get it done.